glad news we bring. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord of life is risen this day. Bring flowers of song to strew his way. Let all the world rejoice and say, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise we in songs of victory, that love, that life, which cannot die, and sing with hearts uplifted high. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Your name we bless, O risen Lord, and sing today with one accord. The life laid down, the life restored. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The opening liturgy today is on page 151, page 151, Divine Service Setting 1. We begin today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and our psalmody and our lessons focus our attention on Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. Of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. We pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading today is in Acts chapter 2, where we have a picture of the early Christian church worshiping in their homes. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have a duet, right? And the title of the song is Brother James Eyre. Thank you to Amy Hill and Kelly Lenz for that special music. Our second lesson today is in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 19. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you are able, please rise.
Hallelujah. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus said again to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today we speak the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our sermon hymn is "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," number 709. 709.
Fear no ill with thee. and staff, my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me. Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction grace bestoweth, and oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. And so goodness faileth never. Good shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever.
Grace, mercy and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today includes these verses, these words of Jesus. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Dear Christian friends, how would you fill in the blank? Life is blank. Life is blank. Forrest Gump filled it in this way. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. The famous author F. Scott Peck began his best-selling book, The Road Less Traveled, by writing, "Life is difficult." A timeshare salesman said it this way as he tried to seal the deal, "Life is not a dress rehearsal. You only get to live it once. Therefore, buy that timeshare, Mr. Pearson. Come on." Others would say that life is what you make it, or that life depends on the hand that you get dealt. Some would say, well, life is the way the ball bounces. Or to quote a North Dakota childhood friend, life is however the cookie happens to crumble. I don't know what that means. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus would teach us that life is meant to be abundant. In today's sermon, we would explore the difference between just sort of surviving life and having the abundant Christian life in all the chapters of life with no exceptions. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Pleasure seekers among us would say that true abundance is in money and all the happiness money can buy. The hard workers among us would say that true satisfaction is in working hard and achieving success. The party crowd among us would focus on the good times that come along with partying. Status seekers among us would fix their eyes on climbing that social ladder. Busy bees among us would argue that true abundance is in staying active and getting our to-do lists done. In contrast to all of that, Jesus will teach us today that the truly abundant life is, in fact, to be in the sheepfold. It's to be in the flock under the protective care of the good shepherd. True abundance is for Jesus to be calling us by name. It is to be listening to his voice, following that voice, to be made to lie down in green pastures and to be led beside the still waters, entering the sheepfold in the correct entrance. The thieves and robbers to which Jesus was referring in John chapter 10 were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. the Pharisees who were blind to the fact that Jesus was in fact the Messiah. The Sadducees sort of picked and chose which teachings they were going to be accepting. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were harming the flock by insisting that Old Testament rules and regulations were the way to enter the kingdom of God. They were leading the masses away from the abundant Christ-centered life instead of towards it. Christ, on the other hand, had come to watch over the flock, to protect the flock, and to lead them safely through present dangers into heavenly joy. The same risen Savior would hold us close on this Good Shepherd Sunday, even though we are scattered into our own homes for the most part. He would look us in the eyes today and warn us that the wolves and the thieves and the robbers are still out there. The enemies of our faith are really coming after us every day. There are forces of darkness out there and nearby and even inside of us. Forces of darkness which would have us chasing after temporary happiness at the expense of eternal joy. The thieves and the robbers come in order to steal what has been given to us, to kill the life that we have received in baptism and in believing in Christ. Jesus comes that we might have not just a little bit of life once in a while when the good times are rolling, but that we would have a life that is plentiful and full and overflowing in every one of our days. Today we ask the good Lutheran question, what does this mean? What does Jesus mean when he declares that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly? What does it mean to have Easter victory or resurrection abundance in all of our days? Three answers to the question. Answer number one, resurrection abundance is to live with glad and generous hearts. Glad and generous hearts. We learn this from Acts chapter 2, our first lesson appointed for this Good Shepherd Sunday. Acts chapter 2 gives us a picture of an early church that is as healthy as it could be. This description of a continuing fellowship of believers follows immediately after the account of mass conversions and baptisms on Pentecost. The Holy Spirit had worked in their hearts a gladness and a generosity that was finding favor with all the city of Jerusalem. Simply put, these early Christians could not keep their gladness and their generosity to themselves. They were devoted to the teachings of the apostles. They cared deeply for one another. They spent time enjoying meals together. They began to know the beauty of Holy Communion. They prayed with the confidence that the Holy Spirit would be leading them into a future God had prepared for them. Resurrection abundance is, first of all, to live with glad and generous hearts. This past Sunday morning, a member of our church handed me an envelope with all kinds of money in it, and he asked me to help somebody with it. A couple of days later, a person handed me even more money than that and said, "Hey, just help somebody who needs to be helped." A couple of days ago, a friend called and indicated that a friend of hers wanted to give me the stimulus check that he had received so that I could help somebody in the name of St. Paul Lutheran and our Lord Jesus Christ. In all three cases, these folks wanted no credit or glory whatsoever. They were simply blessed by God. They wanted no credit. They wished for the love of Christ to go forward, and they wanted all glory to go to God. Jesus predicted that. "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Secondly, we learn that resurrection abundance is to develop an immunity to the enemies of the faith. I thought of that all by myself, so I don't know. We'll see if it sticks. to develop an immunity to the enemies of the faith. There's a lot of talk about herd immunity in these days of COVID-19. I thought, well, what better Sunday to talk about that than Good Shepherd Sunday? Herd immunity is defined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as a situation in which a sufficient proportion of a population is immune to an infectious disease through vaccination and/or prior illness to make its spread from person to person unlikely. In other words, where herd immunity exists, when lots of people in an area have been vaccinated or have already been infected with a disease, fewer people get sick, fewer germs are able to spread from person to person. The CDC adds that even people who are not vaccinated, like newborn babies and individuals with chronic illnesses, have some level of protection because the disease cannot spread within the community. Of course, since there is no vaccine for COVID-19 yet, the only option is recovery, which means letting a majority of people catch the virus at some point. In today's epistle lesson, Peter writes that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And then he adds, by his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, you have been healed. Isaiah elaborates that the suffering servant would be wounded for our transgressions. He would be crushed for our iniquities. Upon him would be the chastisement that brings us peace, and with his stripes, we are healed. Today, I invite you to think of our life together in the church as developing a herd immunity to the enemies of our faith. In holy baptism, the sign of the cross is placed on our foreheads and upon our hearts, as if we have been vaccinated against the devil and all of his works and all of his ways. The forgiveness of sins is delivered into our souls. Acts chapter 2, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. In baptism, we are rescued from eternal death, rescued from the power of the devil himself. Colossians 1, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption. In baptism, we are born again into the family of God. We are the sheep of his pasture. Peter writes, baptism, which corresponds to the waters of Noah's flood, now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is like thousands of infants in churches, large and small, baptized into the name of the triune God. A type of herd immunity is built up over time, as moms and dads teach their little ones that Jesus loves them. Their grandmas and their grandpas teach them that in every one of their days, they can flee for refuge to God, who is their very present help in trouble. Their pastors and their teachers catechize them and guide them into the truths of Holy Scripture. And as the years go on, they know there is safety in the sanctuary of their home churches. They believe with all of their hearts that with God's help, there is a way through every one of their trials. They travel through all the seasons of Lent and Easter and Pentecost and Advent and Christmas and Epiphany, year after year, holding on to the promise that their Good Shepherd is following them around with goodness and mercy, holding on to the truth that none of their mistakes are so costly that they haven't already been paid for. Holding on to the truth that by the wounds of their risen Savior, they have been healed. Resurrection abundance. First of all, we've said today that it is to live with glad and generous hearts. Secondly, it is to develop an immunity a guarding against the enemies of the faith. And third, resurrection abundance is to rest safe and secure in the Good Shepherd's flock. Peter said it this way, "For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the Shepherd and the overseer of your souls." In John chapter 10, Jesus declares himself not only to be the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, but also the door through whom the sheep gain access to the pen each night. Here we have a beautiful picture of what congregational life can be here on earth as we travel through the ups and the downs of life together. As a good shepherd would know each of his sheep by name, a good pastor will call his members by name. He will be interested in their stories. As a good shepherd would inspect his sheep for disease and infection day after day, so does congregational life include pastors and members caring for each other, listening to each other's stories, encouraging and praying for one another. As a good shepherd works long hours to find good pastures and still waters and safe places for the sheep, so do pastors and people spend time in God's Word. They are devoted to the teachings of the apostles. They work hard to pass the baton of faith to the next generation. I've spoken before about my father and his brothers who were shepherd boys back guarding the family flock in the sand hills of McLeod, North Dakota. Not very many people know where that is, at the edge of the Red River Valley from May through September. Dad would take his little sheepdog and a little sheep pony and maybe a brother or two, and they would keep the flock together. They would make sure they didn't get into the neighbor's fields. There weren't a lot of fences back in those days up there. This was a main source of income for their family living through the Depression years. My dad told a story of one time when a thunderstorm scattered the flock. I asked my dad if he was afraid, and he said yes. He thought the family flock had been lost, or that a number of sheep would be lost, and so he ran home to get help. It was a huge responsibility, and as far as I know, there was a happy ending to that story. The kingdom of God is like a young man who has strayed from the faith that his parents handed him down his way. This young man went his own way. He has sown his wild oats. He has stumbled into all kinds of bad habits. He has harmed family members he claims to love. In these days of virus and loss of income and incredible uncertainty, there is one invitation that he's paying attention to these days. It is the invitation to be safe and secure in the Good Shepherd's arms. Every night, he remembers what he learned from his mother's knees. He rests secure in the knowledge that his sins have been paid for and that there is safety in a local congregation of believers. Again and again, he throws himself on the mercy of his God. Again and again, he holds on to that which he was taught as a teenager. And time after time, he settles down. He goes to sleep. He finds the strength to get up the next day, and he's trying to do better. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life eternal. Amen. Our next hymn is a favorite of many of us, "I Am Jesus' Little Lamb," 740. Thank you. finds me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Day by day at home away, Jesus is my staff and stay. When I hunger, Jesus feeds me, into pleasant pasture leads me. When I thirst, he has me go where the quiet waters flow. Who's so happy as I am? Even now the shepherd's lamb. And when my short life is ended, by his angel host attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest. We go to our Lord in prayer today. Bidden by our shepherd, we come before his throne of grace in prayer on behalf of all people according to their needs. Blessed shepherd, you have established your church with your sacrificial death and mighty resurrection. Grant us devotion that we may abide in the teaching of the apostles and honor the fellowship of the church. Guard us against all enemies of your word and keep us within the care of your flock and staff forevermore. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty shepherd, you hold in your hands all the might of man, and you hold accountable those who would govern your people. Grant to us good government and good leaders who will honor your purpose, protect your people, serve the cause of justice, and defend our liberty against all threats. Give them wisdom and moderation in their pandemic response. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Shepherd, you have clothed us with Christ's righteousness and taught us to love all that is good, right, and true. Bless all artists, composers, and musicians, craftsmen, and writers, that they may employ all their skills for your glory and in service to the gospel, that the arts may testify to your saving death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Shepherd, your wounds are our healing, and your voice calls us to you in time of need. Hear us on behalf of all those who suffer in body or mind, who grieve those whom they love, and to whom death draws near. We pray especially for Jean and Jerry, thanking God and asking for continued recovery. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those enduring treatment of one kind or another, including Eva, Jolaine, Jackie, Marsha, Brian, those we name in our hearts. Heal them according to your will, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for servicemen and women serving in the military, including Noah and Ryan, Jacob and Jordan, Jacob, Aaron and Sarah, Kylie, Jason, David, John, those we name in our hearts. Be present, O Lord, in their lives and help them to live in all of their days as sheep safe in your care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O great good shepherd, we pray you to hear your sheep and answer our prayers with mercy, granting us those things profitable for us and our salvation, and keeping from us all things harmful. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is 710, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, 710. Thanks for tuning in today, those of you on the radio and those on Facebook. Thank you for worshiping with us. A couple of announcements I could mention. We are Facebook live streaming Sunday morning Bible class today at 10:30. We will be studying the book of Philippians today, Philippians chapter 3 and 4. And Monday morning, we are Facebook live streaming a Bible study. It's called our Monday morning Bible study, and we'll be studying the lessons appointed for next Sunday. For those of you in the Waseca area, we do have some masks available by calling our church office, and we will connect with you. And also, if those in the Waseca area are interested in borrowing a hymnal so you can worship with us, again, call our church office. Any other announcements anybody has here in our little sanctuary? All right, we're going to leave you with some organ music today, right? And have a great day. Thank you.
service, I was going, uh-oh, did I like that?
And then the one on the wall.
I did like that.
I must have went out, but no biggie. Cindy, I'm still putting this here to put my thing away. I'm waiting for Cindy to have her video.
Still be broadcasting.
He couldn't.